recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Milah brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim is Daf Chet, and we begin the Halakha Perek today with Chatat HaOth. And before we begin, let me give you a brief review of the dinim of Chatat HaOth and Olat HaOth. Remember our siman, Olat HaOth means going up if you're a bird. And that means that the Olat HaOth is done above the Chukas Sikra, so you go up the top of the Mizbeach for the Malika and for purposes of the dam, which we'll talk about in a moment. The Chatat HaOth is the opposite, and it's Lamata Michut HaSikra, so it has to be from the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and therefore the Malika, and the Hazoyat HaDam, the Mitzvah, which we'll talk about, is all done Lamata. That simon works very well, because when it comes to Behem, it's the exact opposite. So in other words, Olat HaOth, so Oth goes up, but Olat HaBehemah goes down. And then the opposite is true of the Chatat. So the Chatat of the Behemah goes up, the Chatat of the Oth goes on the bottom. The next thing that is, what we need to know, what's important for our mission, is what do you do with the dam? So the Ola has no hazara at all. The only thing that you do with an Ola is you press the parts of the bird, and also the difference is that by the Ola, the Malika is total, and by the Chatat, you're only a Malik, and you're not Mavdil, you're only Malik Simenachat. By a Chatat, there is Hazaya. So you hold the body, and you wave it in such a way that you get the blood on the Mizbeach. Afterwards, you press it against the sides of the Mizbeach, which is called Mitzui. The Ola also has Mitzui, but in the Ola, the Mitzui is all that there is. And we're going to see today the implications of that difference, obviously, the Gabi Yikuva, because it sounds like Mitzui of a Chatat is similar to Shiari Adam of a Behema, which could be Shiari Adam or not Ma'akev in terms of Shvicha Liyasod. So they're similar dinim, not exactly alike. Let's take a look now in terms of what points of the matir bring about which halacha. And until now we've been talking about psule mugdashim on some level. So we talked about pigal, and we talked about notar, and we talked about various other chesronot of pigal, notar, v'tamei, and lan hadam, and lan habasar. Now we're talking about what point in a normal hakrova removes Me'ila from various Kachi Kachim, and we'll go on to talk about Kachi Kachim. So Chatat HaOth Mo'alim Bo Nishal Ukdesha, like all things that are Kachi Kadashim, that belong entirely to the Mizbeach, up until such time as we do a work of a matir that allows the Kohanim to eat, or perhaps not to eat. We had that machlok, which I'll talk about in a moment, but you immediately, the moment you give it kedushat ha-peh, doesn't require any kind of clear, anything else, automatically me'ila is chal on it. Nimlaka, the moment that you do the melika, then it's hukshra li-pasel b'tvayom u'b'chuzak kippurim. Normally, tvayom and b'chuzak kippurim would not both passel this bird, so that you have to have a level of kedushat haguf to say that it would be mekabel a psul at least from a mechusar kippurim. Remember that tvoyom went to the mikveh, but it still hasn't had harif shemesh, so it's still tameh. That's possible that tvoyom would be metame even truma, not metame really possible. We'll talk about that difference in a moment. But certainly for Mechusar Kippurim to have impact on it, it needs to have a din of Kedushat HaGuf. And therefore, once you do the Melika, at that moment, it has a level of Kedusha that can be Makabo, some element of Tumah, at least to be Posel itself, even from a Mechusar Kippurim, where it's after Harif Shemesh, and however long it's after, up until such time, as he brings his Karba, he's going to be Tameh vis-a-vis Kodesh. Furthermore, once it gets that Kedusha after Me'ila, the clock starts ticking. And that would be possible, Belina, if the Dam or the Basar would be remaining after the time, before it's put on, now, before the Dam is put on the Mizbeach,
Adam will become nifsal by shkia. The basar, if it was done properly, the zrika, then the basar can be eaten like normal kodesh kodashim, which is that you have the night to continue to eat it. In the morning it becomes nifsal belina. Huzadama, the moment that you do hazayan, Tosis points out that when you're talking about lina, the concept of lina of basar would require hazayan to come first, because you would need to have heter. But fine, so we could be talking about lina in terms of the clock ticking to be nifsal for the dam, melina, when we're talking about nimlika. Once you do huzadama, then of course that we understand, but that would mean that there's also the question of whether the bus will become nifsal at its normal time. So as we know, only after your makriv, you bring the makir kimitzvah out, then you can be chayav for pigul notarvet tamei. As we said yesterday, the chayav karet is only once there was a heter. But at this point, since you did the hazayah, ein ba me'ila, there's no longer any chayav of me'ila. Now this is a little bit disturbing, because just last paragraph we were talking about what point is Rabbi Yeshua mentioning when he talks about heter. Hutar, then there's no me'ila. What is hutar? Here the mashmaut is only after zrika, because it says after hazayat dama, which in the equivalent of the last part we're talking about, v'heim will be zrikat adam, not hazayat adam, but it's the same idea. That at that point, and only at that point, would it be mutar for the kohanim. So it would be a problem, according to Mandi Omar, heter shkita sheninu, a problem, according to Mandi Omar, heter zrika sheninu, which there would mean you don't actually need to do the hazayah. So there's points over here that you could still be mefarish as Mishnah according to any of the three shittot that we had before. The simple meaning of the Mishnah, this is what we did in the previous work, but the simple meaning of the Mishnah would mean literally huzadama, and that would be its heter achila for kani. According to Badi Omar, it means heter zrika. So then when it says huzadama, the way we answered in the previous parak is from the moment that the dam become kosher lehazot. According to the Mandi Omar, Hal's heter shkita, which over here would be the shas malika. So over there, the same way that we said by animals, it needed to be shayach to Kabbalah. So it would have to be, whereas if it was right up against the door, we knew that the animal would be mefaches, and after the moment was shechted, it was going to be nifsa. But you would say, so the same thing would be true over here. It needed to be a malika that would be shayach for hazayah. Anyway, what's important to the Gemara right now is the lashon of the Mishnah. The lashon of the Mishnah seems to make it very clear that Tfilyom and Mechusar Kippurim are not metame kodesh. Because it says over here, nifsal. Because it says if you do malika, then it's hukshra leyipasel between Tfilyom and Mechusar Kippurim. Now there's a big difference between leyipasel and leyitame. Because the word tum'ah, by definition, means that we are able to detect the tum'ah by the fact that it is emitted. How do we detect it by it's emitted? It'll be metame something. So our Geiger counter for tum'ah would be what would happen if it would touch something that's a kabbal tum'ah. Will that thing be affected by the tum'ah or not? And that defines tum'ah. You cannot call something tum'ah if it doesn't emit tum'ah. It would be like calling a radioactive breakdown substance radioactive, because even though it's not emitting any radiation, which is ridiculous. But the last step in the process of tuma is that the item, that even though it can no longer give out tuma, was affected by tuma. That's called pasul. So if the, let's say, the kodesh now is no longer usable and no longer edible, no longer you're able to put on the mizbeach, as the case may be, because it came in contact with a tumah that passels it, it would still be called pasul, even though it wouldn't be called tumah. And since the Mishnah chooses the word pasul here, it seems that the Tanna of the Mishnah holds that kodesh that came into contact with the tumah, that something that was a tfuyom, someone who was a tfuyom, a mechusar kippurim, would be nifsal, but would not itself be able to emit tumah any further. So if it in turn came into contact, let's say, with mashkin of kodesh, it wouldn't be matam in those mashkin, they would remain unaffected. Okay. So let's take a look at that diak davad gemara. Katani, hukshiru li pasel betfuyom, uvemechusar kippurim, ubelina. Now note, says the gemara, li pasel, specifically. But l'tirbeli elo, The Mishnah is making it clear that you cannot be metame kodesh with the Tuyom or Mechuzet Kippur. Now, whose shita is that? Matitin mani rabbanani. This is clearly the shita of the Rabbanan. We have a three-way machloket about how Truma and Kodesh is affected by a Tuyom and Mechuzet Kippurim. And our Mishnah would only work out on the Rabbanan. D'tanya. Because we have now a Braita in Taharot, which says that Abba Shaul Omer, the din of the Tuyom, is that he is considered to be the equivalent of a Tchila Lekodesh. And what Tchila Lekodesh means, he's the Rishon, he's the first in the series of the radioactive breakdowns of Tuma. And so therefore, if he touches Kodesh, then that Kodesh remarkably becomes a Sheni. Now, Sheni can affect a lot of things, so that Sheni can make a Shlishi. And when it comes to Kodesh, the Shlishi can pass all a Revi. So, according to him, the Mishnah makes absolutely no sense, because, I mean, Tchilo the Kodesh means not just that it's given a din of Tuma of that level, but that it actually starts the count of Tchilo. It will go all the way down to any other Tuma. Rabbi Meir says, no, let's not exaggerate. It's only Metame Kodesh, but it will not be Metame Truma. And it will be Poselet HaTruma, Mashenken. According to you, if it actually has a din of a Tchilo, then it should be able to impact Truma in such a way to make it Tumi. Because the din is that Truma will become Pasul from a Sheni, but will become Tumi from a Rishon. And since Rabbi Meir is saying it's only going to be capable of being Matami Kodesh, therefore what he's saying is, no, it's not a Tefillah, it's a Sheni. So if it's a Sheni, it can turn Kodesh to be a Shlishi, which in turn, because it's Kodesh, can make a Revi, a Kodesh. And when it comes to Truma, it can't make it Tumi at all, it can only be Pasul. So the psul of Truma becomes the equivalent of a so-called Shlishi, but it's improper to call it a Shlishi, because a Shlishi means, by definition, it can be also Revi. Truma, which is Pasul, even if it would touch Kodesh, wouldn't make it into Revi. It cannot emit Tuma, that's why it's called Pasul. So you can't eat it. You can't. Well, yeah, Kohen. I mean, a Zar can't eat it anyway. But can I help you if you walk in immediately after I give a lovely introduction on the difference between Pasul and Tameh, and then you walk in casually holding your, I don't know if it's tea or coffee, and I wonder whether that cup contains the difference between Pasul and Tameh. So Tameh by definition means it emits Tuma. And Pasul by definition means it's affected by Tuma, it can't emit it any further. It's the last breakdown of Tuma. The Chachamim, so this is also not like our Mishnah, because according to Rabbi Meir, it's Metame Kodesh. Our Mishnah says it only Pasul's Kodesh. The Chachamim, Keshem Shu Posel Mashke Truma Vochle Truma. The Chachamim said, look, we're all agreed, Rabbi Meir, we're agreed with you about the psul of Truma. But there's no difference between Truma and Kodesh. You're claiming it can be Matame Kodesh. That is not true. It no longer is part of the normal Seder of Sheni Shlishi. A Tvoyom has Bekoach to Pasel, but it does not have Bekoach to emit sufficient Tuma to give over Tuma to something else. It can always only Posel. So it's not even a real Sheni. It's something that causes the equivalent of Shlishi, but that's all that it can do. So Kishem Shu Posel Bashke Truma, or people, or Ochle Truma, Kaku Posel Mashke Kodesh, or Ochle Kodesh, and that's all that it can do. Our Mishnah that says that a Chata Sa'of, which is obviously Kodesh, was Nimlaka properly, there's no reason why it shouldn't be Makabo, full range of Tuma, nonetheless, it's only Hukshar Li Pasel. With a Tvoyom or Mechuzet Kippurim, so clearly it's going on. Even the Rabbanan, or my Rava, that's not true. You're jumping to conclusions. Because the din of Abba Shaul and Rabbi Meir is not necessarily a real Diorita. Even according to Abba Shaul, the whole halacha of its being able to be a Risha in the Tchila L'Kedesh is a Mala. These are called Mala. We have a whole series in Chagiga of what the specific zerot are, that are malot for Truma over Chulin, Kodesh over Truma, Pora over Kodesh, and those are called Ma'alot Derabana. So there's a very clear-cut Chumrah level of Kodesh over Truma, just as there is a Pora over Kodesh, but it's all Derabana. As far as the Torah is concerned, something either is Tameh or isn't Tameh. It is Pasul or isn't Pasul. It's Rabbana who created certain additional dinim in order to be Machmir. Our mission is talking about Deoraita. Deoraita, we're all agreed that you can only Pasul with a Tvoyom and a Mechusa Kippurim. What Abishol was talking about, Rabbi Meir was talking about, was all about Ma'alot, Bekidusha, which are the Rabbana. So since Ma'ala Subakadashim, Shavina, Rabbana the Tvoyom, Kirishon, and it depends according to which shita. So we have one approach about Libra Rabbi Abishol. It's a Rishon, it's a Tvila. A Libra Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, it's the equivalent of an Ochel Sheni. And according to Rabbanan, we didn't see fit to make a mala, even though we made many other malot. We did not make a mala for a Tvuyom. You know why? Because the whole point of a Tvuyom is we cannot ignore the fact that he went to the mikveh. When he went to the mikveh, that changes the type of tumah that we're talking about. Because by definition, to start pretending that someone who went to the mikveh is tumah in the same way as someone who didn't go to the mikveh doesn't make any sense. So whatever koach has left the pasul is not the typical extension of dinei tumah, because you remove those dinim of tumah by going to the mikveh. So it makes no sense to make ma'alot rabbanan in terms of tumah for something that is pasul because of its going to the mikvah. That's the point. So if you're talking about something that normally would be pasul because it's that level of tumah. So this was something that had touched the rishon. Now it's a shady. Will it pasul truma? Will it be matame truma? That's something, or kodesh, that's something else. That's a fair extension of the dinim of tumah. But to create a new concept called Tuma of someone who went to the mikveh, where it doesn't exist, the Oraita that the Rabbanan said, we're not going to create such a thing. So it's Kivan, the Taval Kolishle Tuma. So now his Tuma is of a different type, which is weak. And because of that, we will only make it possible. Possible Mashme. Tome Lo Mashme. We will not make Ma'alot to consider, so they left it under the Oraita. Our mission is not necessarily getting into dinim of the Ma'alot, because we're not focusing on the dinim of Tuma. We're focusing on the gradual changes in the Kedusha of a object of Kodesh between Kedushat Peh and the Kedushat of the first Aveda and the thing that remains Me'ila. But we don't really care to get into the details over here about whether we're talking about Deoraita, Derabbanan, and Ma'alot. We'll leave that for elsewhere. Memela Tainas Rava, you have no right to be Madayik that our Mishnah is Stoma Kerabbanan. Works out perfectly well according to anybody.
He would only tell me, okay, it sounds sick.
Not for Kodesh. You know, still, if he's a Mechusa Kippurim. He could. It depends what kind of Tvuyom he is. Or if he's a Tvuyom of a Zav, or a Zava, or a Yoledet, or a Mitzora, or all of those require additional Korbanos, those are called Mechusar Kippurim. If there are Tvuyom, a Valkyrie, let's say, who goes to the mikveh, becomes star at night completely. Fine. That's just not a Tvuyom. Okay. The next case that the Mishnah discusses is once you're Mazed Adam. Now, we want to be Medayik here. Same thing with Medayik in all of the Mishnayot in the end of the last parak, where it says over there that Ve'en Bo Me'ila. So we say, there's that. But there's no mi'ilah. Now, sounds to me very like mi'ilah hu deleka avali suraika. Once again, if we're talking about mi'ilah, you never say there's no mi'ilah. If you mean that it's kosher, you should just say huter. What's the pshat to say there's no mi'ilah? So I was, is there an isur? What kind of isur are we talking about? Why is there isura? Isuraika v'amai. What are you being miramis to? Is it not Mamona de Kohanim? Once it becomes a Mamona de Kohanim, what's your chapter discusses? Omer Rabbi Chanina, our Mishnah continues to discuss the Perek before, despite the fact that we did not have our president here to sing to us about Fagdan the Helika Perek. Nonetheless, his presence is felt between us, and it's a continued limud from the previous Perek. So just like the previous Perek continues on from the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan about whether we will say that Yotze is Mo'il Zrika is Mo'elet Liyotze or not. We're talking about over here a case of Yotze, and it's going on Libra Rabbi Akiva that the Zrika, or in this case, the Hazoya, is in fact Mo'elet Liyotze, but as we said in the yesterday, it's only Mo'elet for the dinim of calling it Kachim, it's not Kachim Sulim to burn. But it does not give you a right to eat it. Even Rabbi Akiva didn't hold that Yotze is going to become Hutar with Hazaya. And therefore, it's talking over here about those cases. So the Yotzin, Rabbi Akiva, Yoma Zrika Mo'elet Liyotze, and as we said yesterday, that never means that it's considered to be a Bat Achila. So even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Lav Bat Achila. Amr Rav Rav, Mitzoy Chatata of Eno Me'akev. The din, and the reason, of course, we're getting into this here is because the Mishnah spoke about Nimlaka Puksha, Huzadama, and Bami'ilani, and it seems to leave out a very important component of the Avodah, of the Chatata of, which is Mitzoy. So after you do the Hazaya of the blood, that's easy to swing out of its body. You then squeeze it against the Mizbeach. So why did the Mishnah mention that? So that immediately gets you thinking that maybe that's just sort of a addition, but it is not necessarily going to be present all the time, and it wouldn't be Ma'ake. But that's exactly why we bring in Ravuna Merav, who says, Mitzui Chatata of Eino Ma'ake, which is actually dependent on how you read the Mishnah. So Rav's Girsa in the Mishnah, according to Ravuna, the Tani Rav, Huzadama, which is the way we have a Mishnah. So once you're Baza the Dam, boom, that's it. We don't need to discuss Mitzur. Ravada Barava Omar Rav, no, Mitzur Katatov is Ma'akev, and Rav's Girsa in the Mishnah is not Huzadama, but rather Mitzadama. In other words, you've finished all of the Avodat Adam, because you've already gotten to the point of Mitzur. Then and only then is the Rokshah to be Pigo Notar V'Tamei, and that removes the Mi'ila. Okay, now let's see how we darshan the Pasuk. Tashma. We wish to darshan the Pasuk that says, V'izabi damachatat avkira mizbeach, v'hanishar bedam imatzel yesod amizbeach chatat hu. Now, usually when we say the words hu, as we've been medayed many times throughout Seder Kotchim, who is always there, li'ikuva? Because it's an existential word. Any existential word, yeah, aya, who is definitive. So who is a definitive word? It sounds like it's saying, ha'nishar b'dami matzei chatat hu. In other words, if you do not do the shiore adam through mitzui, then you don't have the defined meaning of what it is to be a chatat. So that's what the pasuk seems to be saying. So now, Bishlama, it does not say Chatati, by the way. So, I guess, one second, let me just see whether the Shita fixes this. Okay, no. Maybe I'm wrong. What's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Do you have the Pasuk there? Can we look it up, please?
Huh?
I mean, you can't trust what they bring here. It's not that to do yet. Lo zazu bisham ad sheviu. Let us look it up. Vahisa midama chatat the term is beach chatat hu. So I don't know why it doesn't fix it, but it does say chatat. All right. So bishlam the Ravada bar Ava. I know dichtiv vanishar bedam yimatzei chatat hu. Okay. So obviously it means exactly what it's saying. The only thing that defines it is exactly what Rav Bar Ava claimed that Rav said, that the Mishnah cannot refer only to Azaya if it's talking about Pigo Notar V'Tamei, or removal of Mi'ila. It's got to be referring to Mitzui. But according to Rav Huna, how do you understand the fact that it says V'Hanishar? So it makes no sense. Well, he understands V'Hanishar means Kiditani Devei Rabbi Yishmo. Im Nishar. What do you mean, Im Nishar? So then how can you say Chatatu? im nishar. That makes no sense. When you say it means im nishar, so what you're saying is that the pasuk is telling you if there happens to be dam, that's what you could do with it. But you certainly don't have to see to it that there's any dam left in order to do mitzvah, because mitzvah is not important. It's not bad. But of course, that doesn't address the chatat. Who? How can you make something existentially be defined by something that doesn't have to be in there at all? That makes no sense. So then why does it say chatatu? Well, chatatu goes back on the beginning of the pasuk. In other words, there's two different things over here. It says v'hizami dama chatat. Yeah, that part is chatatu. You must do azaya, chatatu. And then, by the way, if there's nishar b'dam, you can be mamatzeh. But that obviously can't be chatatu, because nishar means, you know, if there's leftovers. And that's the sense of nishar. Because we always use that word. And the leftovers, I mean, and what if there are no leftovers? Oh, okay, if there are no leftovers, there are no leftovers. I mean, using the word nishar itself seems to imply leftovers. So leftovers can't be ma'akek.
We just squeeze it until there's nothing comes out. And we have to squeeze it all the time.
Right, but what if there's nothing left?
Yeah,
but then that's not dam. It says yimatzeh. That's not mitzui. Mitzui is not an act of squeezing. It's getting dam out there. So how do you explain the chatatu? It's going back on the beginning of the pasuk, which talks about v'izabi dama chatat. Omele ravachu berei deravel ravashi. Now, if you can do that fancy footing on the word hanishar, that's a cute little dance you're doing. The part about the chatatu refers back to that. The nishar is only if it's nishar. So then read the following pasuk. Tell me how you would read that, okay? Because we have exactly the same idea of nishar or noteret. I mean, noteret, same idea, right? And if it's leftover. So we have by a mincha, it says, v'anoteret min ha-mincha la'aron ul-vanav, kodesh kodeshim mi she'asher. Okay. So you're going to tell me, v'anoteret means, and if there's anything that's left over, then give it to Aaron ul-vanav. So achinami, you're going to say, well, all that means is im nitota. The fechite, yeah, okay, fine, well, do me something. That's what I'll say. Aha! I was hoping you'd say that. Because that's wrong. Because Vatanya, we know that we darsh and dafka, that it's not like that. Because it says in the Pasuk Beferish that you need to be the Heviyal B'nei Aharon HaKohanim and the Kamatz B'Shem Elo Kumtza Misalta U'Mishamna Al Kol Levonota. And from there we learn that it has to be there at the time. But if it was chasra sota, or chasra shamna, or chasra levonata, so then you would not have a komet that was kosher. So therefore the hanoteret means there's got to be noteret. Because otherwise the mincha would become nifsal because it was chaser between kmita and haktara. So that means that we're very makbid on the word vanoteret. So I explain that. Amre, I wonder how to explain that. You know, we explain that. Hatav k'tiv v'hanoteret krayeter k'tiv. It says v'hanoteret twice. It says v'hanoteret bimena, and then it says hanoteret bin amincha. Those are two separate psukim. So, I mean, if you're going to insist on hanoteret, then that means that you're demanding that there be something left over.
Because it's twice v'hanoteret.
Right. Now, Tosfos says this is very strange. We just brought the reason that we were being medayek from Misalta and Mishamna. So why all of a sudden do we switch? We should have just said yes, because we were just medayek, the unnecessary Misalta, Mishamna, that it has to be there, right? So how come all of a sudden we're ignoring that and we're going to Vanoteric? Does that make sense? So Tosfos has a number of different approaches. His simplest approach is that, according to him, is that the Pasuk of the chatat hu is at least as powerful in its relationship to va nishar min adam, to the simple word hanoteret as defined in misalta mishamna. In other words, it doesn't make sense to say that the combination of misalta mishamna in the context of hanoteret is more meaningful than the word chatat hu, which is usually so definitive. And yet you are willing to say, well, it means, you know, that it was there. So over here, it could also mean that, okay? It needed to be Misata Bishamah, maybe at the time of Kmitza. Not that it has to be there afterward. I don't know how you'll be Dorishin. Now that it says Vanotara twice, so now we know that we have to be Medayik. Okay, he has other approaches, but they require understanding of drushes that are brought elsewhere. It's just not a little bit off the beaten path for us here in Daf Yomi. But I'm just bringing it up, so you're not just, it's not, obviously we're not going to ignore the question. Now, Imativ Avua de Shmuel L'Ravuna. Avua de Shmuel asks Ravuna, how could we say over here that the Mitzui, you're claiming that it's possible that the Mitzui is not Ma'akim. How do you explain the fact that it says Beferush, we have this back in Zvachim, Echad Chatata Ov, Echad Olata Ov, now dig this, Shebalkan Umitzadaman, with an Akshav of Chutz of the Koman is possible in Bokarit. So you had a mind to do the Haktorah Chutz of the Koman, or Chutz Lizmanim, of course, if it's Chutz Lizmanim, it's even more common, because time violations are always more powerful. So Chutz Lizmanim is not only possible, it's even pigo, and you're chayef karet. Now you'll notice that it does say mitzah. According to you, why does it say mitzah? Because you subscribe to the idea that Vahanishar is not really ma'akev. That's what you said. It's going back only, Chatatu is going back on the beginning of the pasuk. So how do you explain the fact that in Zvachim, we assume that you require mitzvah? Hu motiv lo hu mefarek lo? Avuah de Shmuel, as he asks the question, realize it isn't much of a question. The reason it isn't much of a question is because we mentioned both Chatat and Olah. Is there Hazayah by an Olah? No. There's only mitzvah. So we couldn't very well say he's Adama. So if we say mitzah, then it would be litzdadiv katani. In other words, vis-a-vis the olata of where all there is mitzvah, I say mitzvah. Vis-a-vis the chatat of, use your brains and understand that we mean whatever dam you're going to have to bring there. Since mitzvah is a lashon that applies to both of them, I'll use it, but I don't mean that mitzvah is ma'akev by the chatas. Maybe it's only ma'akev by the olah. So let's study katani. I want to get back to, you brought before, you said like, Kiratani Devei Rabbi Shmuel, that Veha Nishar means if it was Nishar. Now this really bothers me. But if you had said it yourself, fine. You're quoting the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. It's the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel who doesn't hold that. I don't understand. But Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, how come? Where it goes back to Zvachim, the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel is the shita that argues on Rabbi Akiva and says that Shirayim are ma'akvin. It's Rabbi Akiva who holds that Shirayim are not ma'akvin. And there Rav Papa explained that, by the way, says Rav Papa, it's not that they're arguing about the Shirayim of a Chatat Beima, even about a Chatat Hapnimit, which you think, wow, everything is ma'akev on the Chatot Hapnimiot, not the meat, not the Shiore Adam that are brought Pachutz. Neither Rabbi Akiva nor the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel hold that. You know what they're arguing about? The Shirayim of the Chatas office to where they need Mitzri. But for God's sake, so then it's Rabbi Shmuel, who is the Shita that holds that Mitzri is Ma'akev. And you, Ravuna, casually throw around the Shita the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, who learns that the Pozik Vahanishar Badam, which is the whole basis of Mitzri, you might say, is, well, it's not important. So who is the one who holds it is important? That was the whole point of the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, is that it is important. And mitzvah chatat ofika benayu. Yep, you're right about that. There's no way out of that. There's obviously a contradiction in the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. But as usual, what we say to that situation is that, as we often find that in the Beit HaMidrash of Rabbi Shmuel, there were many different plagim and shitot about how we ended up. But a ton of Devei Rabbi Shmuel is not Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, it's a Treta Noi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. So the question is, what did Rabbi Shmuel end up holding about this? So, yeah, okay, we have two approaches to that, but you're right. When Ravuna was quoting before the ton of Rabbi Shmuel, obviously it was not the same ton of Devei Rabbi Shmuel that holds that Shirayim Arm Akvim by Mitzvah Chatat Hof. You'll note that the Mishnah says Ukshali Hipasel Betvuyam Chosuk Kippurim Ubelina. Mashma, it can only be Nifsa Hipasel Im Avalitmuye Lo, and that would mean that the Mishnah is who? The Rabbanan. The Tanya Abba Shaul Omer, a Tfuyom is even a Tchila Lekodesh, so you would make Kodesh a Sheni, and the Sheni can make a Shlishi, and a Shlishi can make a Revi. I mean, come on. Rabbi Meir says, no, it can only be Betame Kodesh as a Sheni, because it only passes Truma, so that means it cannot make a real Sheni Betuma on Kodesh. The Chachamim Omerim, it can't make Tuma at all on Kodesh. Kishem Shu Posel, Mashke Truma, no Chle Truma, Kachu Posel, Mashke Kodesh, no Chle Kodesh. Omar Rava, not true. According to Abba Shaul, we're not talking about the Dioraita. Abba Shaul Nami, it's only a Mala, which we made the Kodeshim. Mala, so the Kodeshim, which according to Abba Shaul means that the Rabbanan made it for Yom Etfila, Risha. According to Rabbi Meir, it's also Mala Subakadashim, except that he holds that the Mala was to make it like a Sheni. According to Rabbanan, they say Kila the Taval, you can't treat a Tfuyom as if he's really going to be Matami anything. And therefore, Kalash Tuma, the most you could say is that it's Posel. You cannot say that it's Tami. So Posel Mashre, Tami Lom Mashre. Who's Adama? Umi'ila Eimba. Now, when you say Me'ila Hudaleka, but there's some kind of Isra, I mean, you did everything right. What kind of Isra is there? Vamai, Alamona de Koanimu. Omre Bechanin, we're still talking about the Mishnah in order of the Mishnayot before. We're talking about Legabe Yotze. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Sirik is Mo'elet Le Yotze. But even Rabbi Akiva holds that it's Lav Batachilai. Omre Vuna Marab, Mitzui Chatata Of. Enoma Akev, Tani Rav in the Mishnah, who's Adama? Whereas Ravada Barava Marav, no, Mitzuchatov is Ma'akev, in which case the gears of Rav, Vitani Rav, Mitsa, the meaning of the Mishnah that we have as Huza, in his Mishnah reads Mitzadama. Now, Toshma, Venishar, Bedam, Imatzel, Yisodam, Izbeach, Chatatu, Sarab Bishlam, Ravada Barava. That explains. Yes, it's very mocking. Nishar Badam. And you have to be Nishar Badam Yimatse. And then, and only then, it's Chatatu. But going the way Ravuna is explaining that it's not Ma'akev, and that only the Azoy is Ma'akev, so what is the meaning of Nishar? Doesn't that sound like there have to be Shirayim? No, it's a good time. Very Bishmol. Ve'anishar means that where there are leftovers, meaning Shi'im Nishar. Well, how can you say chatatu on something that may or may not be? No, the chatatu is referring back to the vehizami dama chatat, back to the resha, to the first words of the pasuk. So, according to that, you can say the same thing by a mincha. You'll say, anoteret just means if anything is nitotar. Okay, yeah, why not? Because we know it's not true. But teaches us that if the mincha was chaser from its solat, or chaser from its shemen, or chaser from its levona, that you cannot be marked as a kmitza. Amre hatam ktiv anoteret krayiterakti. So we have two times it says Vehanoteret. Mati Bavua de Shmuel Ravuna. You claim that Hanishar means it's not Ma'akev. And you don't need to do mitzvah for Chatata Of. I had to explain back in Zvachim where we learned Echad Chatata Of, Vechad Olata Of, Shel Malkam Umitzadaman. We're talking about over here Maksheves Psul or Maksheves Pigel. Either Chutz Lemekomam, or it becomes possible in Bokare, Chutz Zmanam, it's Pigel, the Chayavina Lav Kare, but look, he doesn't talk about Azoya, he talks about Mitzoy. Why? Because you need to do a full Matir in order to create Pigel. So, you see, you do need Mitzoy. Well, Hugo Tivla Mumafarekla himself, that obviously is talking about litzdadi katani. In other words, the mitzvah is referring to olata of and not to the katata of. Guf. We mentioned earlier that the word v'nishar b'dam doesn't mean you need to be nishar b'dam, it means im nishar b'dam. That doesn't make any sense. It's the Tanitivere Mishmol who says back in Zvachim that Shirayim or Ma'akvim. And Rav Pop explained over there, don't think that Shirayim or Ma'akvim is a reference to Shiori Adam of a Korban Chatas Behima. Even Rav Yishmol's mode of Shirayim or not Ma'akvim on that. He's talking about Mitzvah Chatata Of, he's arguing with Rabbi Akiva. So it's Dafka, the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that Mitzvah is Ma'akim. So how can you possibly learn Anishar like the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel? Trei Tanoya Libet Rabbi Shmuel.
That was the Daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same Daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Hashem wants me to be conservative, so first we're being slave conservative, so then we're lower animals, and then finally machines. So that's the same thing. Doesn't seem so much. A little
darkness
in the machines are observing
us these days. Okay, Cyber Josh isn't here, so we'll have to function on the helicopteric all on our own. Chatas of Moalim Bamishur Gdisha. Now, this parak essentially, Tosis points out, if the opening parak discusses the problems of Kachin and how Mi'ila is maintained despite various levels of psul. This parak discusses the norms, not the problems. So at what point in each carbon do we say that the necessary materium have taken place to take off Mi'ila and Kachin Kadashim, or vice versa? So by Chatas often, once we talk about Mi'ila, just as we did before, we also talk about the things that are other things that are dependent in the same materi of either Hazoya or Zrika and so on. And so we also talk about the din of Pigol and Tomei and Noser, which is always dependent in the same things that the moment of removal of Me'ila is. So Chatas Ha'of, taking now the Chata'ot, Chatas Ha'of you would be Mo'al on the moment that you're Makdishit Pepeh, because again that's the way that Kodshei Kodashim work, even though it doesn't have Kedushas Kli yet, but the fact that I say that this thing should be Kodesh makes it Hekdeshes, and thou makes me bring a Karban Hashem if I'm Nene from it, and so on. Nimlika, the moment that I do Melika on it, even before the time, the Melika on an oath remembers the equivalent of the Shkita on the Behema. So the moment that I do the Melika, Hukshira lehipasel betful yom, at that moment, even before I do this Rika, it is possible for this carbon to become posel through touching Tuma. Notice that it uses the word posel. It doesn't say that it would become Tomei, which the Gemara will discuss. It becomes posel through contact with a Tful Yom. Tful Yom means someone who went to the mikveh that day and the sun hasn't set. There's also a possibility of a Tful Yom for more than one day, such as cases of Mechusar Kippurim, where you go to mikvah on the first day, and then it could be as long as, you know, 66 days later, that you would actually be able to be Yotze Mitov Tumaso, like by Yoledes, in the Keva. But essentially, whatever that Yom is, whether it's a 24-hour day or a 66-day day, and the level of Tum is the same. But Mechusar Kippurim means even after sunset, but you're one of the people that requires a carbon, such as a Yoledes, would require a carbon on the end of the 80-day period or the 40-day period of Nekeva v'Zochar in that order, or a Mitzorah, and so on. So wherever you have a Mechusar Kippurim, that too would affect only Kodesh, but only Kodesh that now has gone through a step of Hechsher, and the Malika makes it now into something that is Roy to be Mekabel Tumah. And what's more, once I do the Malika, I also can pass the Dam, Belina. Now, the truth is, I mean, of course, if I actually did this Rika, I would pass the bus or Belina as well, but we're assuming now that Lina refers on different levels to the bus and the Dam. Huzadama, the moment I do the Hazayah b'chatas ha'of is done from the actual body of the bird, so that it's sprinkled from the body, and that's as opposed to the Mitzui of the Dam, which is done by an Ola ha'of, which you push
the body against the edge of the Mizbeach, and that's done on the top of the Mizbeach for the Erlas Elf. On the bottom of the Mizbeach is the Azoya for the Chatas Elf. There's also a Mitzui of Chatas, but that Mitzui of the Chatas Elf is, I'm bringing this up now because it's important in today's Gemara, the Mitzui of a Chatas Elf is not the same as the Mitzui of the Erlas Elf, in that in the Erlas Elf, that's its primary dom, and it's put on the top of the Mizbeach. The Mitzui of the Chatas Elf is actually the equivalent of the shirayim of the dam when it comes to a korban, although it's a korban of a behemoth, although it's machlokas, whether mitzui is ma'akev, just like there's a gabi shirayim. And when it comes to the mitzui of a chatasov, the mitzui is done, maybe we should start again. The mitzui is done on the bottom of the Mizbeach. Even though we fine done without you, we need to have that voice with us. Just give us a fine done. Wait a minute, we need a fine done to pair. This is serious stuff. I mean, I would have done a Mishnah on my own already when it happened. Okay, so we have now, the next step is Hazaya, after Malika, and at that point, everything kicks in. You remove the Megillah, as we saw all through the last parak, and you become chayiv at that moment in pigo noser v'tomei. The aim by Megillah, but the moment that you were matur, now by doing the kosher hazoya, notice that it leaves out mitzuis, and it's apparently the Mishnah holds that the mitzui is not ma'akev, the only thing that counts is the hazoya. And at that point, there's no longer any Megillah, of course. Now the rest of the parak will really follow this structure. We'll just go through every different type of carbon. Tell us what things create the ability to be chayav on mina, tuma, what things are necessary to have pigul nais v'tamei, and at what point you remove the me'ilah. Says the Gemara, note that it says, kateni luksho li pasel v'tvuyom v'chusar kippur m'vulina. It doesn't say anything about becoming tamei. It only talks about becoming pasel if it comes into contact with the Tfuyam and Uchazur Kippurim. Now, the difference between Tuma and Tsul is very clear. By definition, Tuma means something that can be Metame, something else. That's what the word Tame means. Something can become Pasul through contact with Tuma and still not be Tame and being able to be Metame, something else. That's called Pasul. Now, when you reach the bottom, remember that there's an attenuation at each step of Tuma. So when you have chulin, you can have chulin being makabel tuma from a rishon tuma to a sheni tuma, but it's not going to create a shlishi tuma unless it comes into contact with somebody who is sensitive even to shlishi, which would be truma, let's say. Kodesh can become a ilan if it comes into contact with a shlishi to make it a revi, but that's only if that shlishi is tame shlishi, not if it's posel shlishi. In other words, something which only becomes posel will not transmit tuma further. Now, what the Mishnah is saying now is that contact with the Tful Yom, which has a din, normally, of the equivalent, we create an equivalency between Tful Yom and a Sheni Betuma, no matter what the source of that tomb initially was, then that means it will only become possible, even though it's a Hegdash, will only become possible because Tful Yom and Mechutzu Kippurim are not normal attenuated tumas, in which the tumor was taken to a level below. They're partially removed tumas. Because the person already went to a mikveh, the person already finished the process of Erev Shemesh in the case of the Mufas Kippurim. It's a big difference between those two cases. And therefore, we find that in many cases, even though the Tfuyo may have a classification of the equivalency of Sheni Vituma, it's not going to create a Tuma even in that which is sensitive to a Sheni, because it's not just attenuated, it's partially removed. So over here, the Tana seems to be saying that contact with the Tfur Yom is not going to create Tumah, it's only going to create Psul, even though we're talking about Kodesh. That jacket's going to do you in, Richie, I could see it. Combination of the jacket and the sweater, forget it. We might as well just lie you out right off the beginning. Now, if that's the case, then the Mishnah seems to be making a commitment to one shita. We have actually three shitas that teach of the halachas of Negiya, B'mechusu Kippur, Tfur Yom. And that is a machlokas between Abba Shaul. We'll see in a moment. And the mission here is choosing the rabbanon of that machlokas, the Tanya. Abba Shaul Omer, Tvuyam, when it comes to the Tumah of Tvuyam, a tfuyum is the equivalent of a tchila makodesh. So we give the tfuyum the din of a rishon when it comes to kodesh, which obviously means that it is going to be matami, not for sale, because a rishon creates a sheni. Sheni can certainly continue to project tumor further. Rabbi Meir says, well, I wouldn't go that far. I would say it's basically a sheni, which means it will be matami kodesh, can kodesh become a shlishi to make a revi, but it will only posel as a truma. Truma can become a shlishi, but not to make a revi, even bekodesh, because it's only posel. The chachamim amrim, the chachamim say, all of this is nonsense. Kishem shu posel mashka truma, v'yokle truma, kachu posel mashka kodesh, v'yokle kodesh. There's no difference when it comes to kodesh in touching a tefuyom and b'chus kippurim than there is in truma touching a b'chus kippurim or a tefuyom. And as you well know, the din is that truma always is nifsal, it's never tomei from a tefuyom. And that's true about kodesh as well. In which case, the mission that says it will only become possible is going only al libid rabbanan, not al libid Rabbi Meir, not al libid Abashol. Or Marova, not necessarily. The Mishnah may be talking about the D'oraisa, whereas Abashol and Rabbi Meir are talking about the Rabbanan. So la Abashol nami, we could say that even according to Abashol, ma'ale asu b'kodashim, that the Rabbanan decided to treat a tefuyom when it comes to Kodesh, to give it more than it's worth. In other words, Shavina Rabbanan the tefuyom kerishon. The Rabbanan decided, because of the chumra of Kodesh, to treat a tefuyom as if it's really tameh and not partially removed, and therefore could make a sheni b'kodesh. And the Rebbe Meir, they decided to treat it, but also on the Min Rabbanan, they decided to treat it ka'ochel sheni. Whereas according to the Rabbanan here, they left it on the D'oraisa, given the tefuyom, given the tava, kolash le'tumaso. By having partially removed this, going to the mikveh, you have so weakened this tumah that therefore they left it in its state of posel mashvi, but tamei lo mashvi. It cannot create tumah in the rabbanon. But the Mishnah could well be going to according to everybody, and is referring to the ikar din of tefuyom and b'chutz kippurim in terms of the d'oraisa. And then we have a machlokas whether we extended that din further according to Abashol, even to give it a din of a rishon when it comes to kodesh. And according to Rabbi Meir, to give it a din of a sheni when it comes to Kodesh. The next thing that the Mishnah says was that huza dama. So once you do the hazoya, ein bo me'ila, which is disturbing. Because once again, you seem to be saying, there's no me'ila, but there's still a problem. Remember, we have three levels. Me'ila d'oraisa, me'ila d'rabbanan, and iser hano, even though there's no me'ila. If you want to say that it's mutter, why don't you say that it's mutter? Or say ein bo me'ila. She's saying Meilu the like of Isur Yika. There's still remnants of some Isur. I mean, what Isur? Ramai. I'm a man of the Kohanim. We're talking about something that has been completely given over to the Rishus of the Kohanim, and therefore cannot be Machayev you any Isur at all. Amrei Bechanina, just as we said in the last parak, this is a continuation. It's talking about Yotzin. It's talking about a bird, a chadisot that was Yotzin. It's Posalos Yotzin, the Chiddush of the Mishnah, and that's what the Mishnah wants you to understand. The reason I don't want to say that it's Hutter, because I want you to know that it wouldn't dam Yila even if it was Yotze. And that Dam, in this case the Azoyev Dam, would be Mo'il when it comes to Yotze. Just like Rabbi Akiva said in the previous parak. And so in order to add that additional Knech, it uses the word Einbo Me'ila, as if to imply, but there may be other problems. But despite the other problems, you still have Me'ila. And that was about what you remember as a Rabbi Akiva. And so the Mishnah is making a stand here. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. And so it's Leyotzin, Rabbi Akiva, Yidah Mazrika, Mo'elis Leyotzin. So Yotze, as we said before, La Bat Akiva, you're not allowed to eat it. Because even Azrik is Mo'elis Leyotzin, the closing words of the last parak that we learned on Friday was that not Legabi Akiva. So certainly remains also Akiva Yotze. It's clear from this Mishnah that mitzui, which is the second step of pressing out the dam by pushing the korban up against the mizbeach, which is the primary dam by an eila, which by a chatas is the equivalent of shirayim, is not me'akev. And if you don't do it, it's not a problem. Because if you take a look at our Mishnah, v'toni rav mitza dama. Rav learns in our Mishnah the word, I'm sorry. Who's that? To tell you, Rav, who's that? I'm sorry, I skipped that. Because Rav learns in our Mishnah, as our dearest in the Mishnah is, Huzadama, the meaning that you do, minute that you do the Hazayah, now it's already no Me'ila, and there's a Chiev of Pigol, Nozavatame, and in certain circumstances. Okay, why not mention the Hazayah? Because Hazayah is not necessary. All I need to get to is the step, why not mention Mitzvah? The smell is just overwhelming. Because the Mitzvah is not necessary, it's enough to do the Hazayah. Are you guys getting the smell over the internet here? No, no smell. They don't smell. Richie only gets it over the internet anyway. Yeah, he's here. Yeah, so there's no problem. There's no wonder there's no smell.
Oh, is it from the stick here?
Mm-hmm. Good. Now there's another lashon in Rav. This was Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar Rav. Whereas Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar Rav, according to him, Rav had a different girsa in our Mishnah, which said that mitzadama. So according to that, mitzui chatasav would be ma'akeh. The Tani Rav and Rav's girsa in the Mishnah was quote mitzadama. Then ein bo me'ila. So according to this, mitzah is actually essential. Tashma, can we bring a riot to either of these shitas from Rav from a brisa? It says in the Brisa, "Hanishar b'dam yimatze el yisod hamizbeach chatat hi." You gotta admit that that certainly makes it sound like the mitzvah is essential. It's saying the blood that will be left over must be matzui, and that is the din of a chatas. Chatat hi. I mean, so Mishlein Ravana Bar, the second way that Rav was reported. Okay, I understand why it says "Hanishar b'dam yimatze chatat hi." Fits in perfectly, but according to Huna, first of all, why even discuss Nishar Badam? Maybe there's no Nishar Badam. I mean, according to him, it isn't even important. So if I had gotten rid of all the Dam initially, or let it all dribble out, there wasn't anything left to do Mitzvah. So why does it say Nishar Badam? No, that's not a problem. Let's get a Tanya to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that all of that means is in Nishar. If there will be Dam, then that Dam should be Matzah. But you're right, it doesn't mean there has to be Nishar Dam. Oh, is that so? If you believe that you can read the pasuk like that, so we have a very similar case by Korban Mincha, where it says, Vahanoteh min ha-mincha. You could also say, well, that means, assuming that something was left from the Mincha, so then you'll clue Aaron of Anav. Huh? Is that what you're going to say? Hochinam shi'im nitotar. Torah doesn't mean it has to be left. The Torah means, in the event that there's something left. V'chitem hochinam, maybe you'll try to say, yes, that's right, that's what it means. That's ridiculous. V'atanya, it's a befeir shabraisa. We know it from literally thousands of places. When the Torah says, misota u'mishamna akolavonata, that when you take out the comets, it has to be from the solid, from the shemen, leaving all of the Levona. This tells me that in a case where there was something missing, chasra sota, or chasra shamna, or chasra levonata, then the mincha is possible. So v'anoteret means you've got to have that which is noteret. So by the same token, v'anishar should mean v'anishar, you've got to have that which is nishar, and do mitzvah with it. So how can you get away by saying v'anishar means if there's nishar, then it's a good idea. And it's not a good idea. Says the Gemara, no, Amri, awesome. See, v'hanoter kroyeter aktiv. Over there it says twice by the story of mincha v'hanoter. First is v'hanoter ben amircha, and that's Yochlu Aron of Arav, and that's v'hanoter mimena. So the fact that it says it twice, it's overall the rule by Kodshim. When the Torah repeats itself, it always means to be ma'akev. Shina alava katuv la'akev. The Torah repeats it to tell me that this is essential. But you don't have that in the Pasuk of Hanishar when it comes to the Chatas Ha'ot. Therefore, as follows the general rule in Kodshim, until the Torah says otherwise, the assumption is that this is in the event, not that it's ma'akev. So here too, in the event that there's nishar, but it's not ma'akev. Masi b'avu l'shmul revuna. Echad chata sa'ov, v'echad ola sa'ov. Did I skip, by the way? I did, yes. I skipped. I thought that was later, and that's why I skipped 3 lines up from the bottom of the daf. So what are you going to do with chatati? Doesn't chatati imply that it's essential? The Chadati is going back to the, not the Din of Mitzvah, but the Din of Hazaya, which is the first part of the Pasuk. Therefore, the Pasuk says, V'zor midama, v'hanishar midama, Chadati. V'hanishar, in the event that there is Nishar, and that Hazaya that you did in the beginning of the Pasuk, that is what is meant by Chadati. That's what's essential, not the Hazaya. Not the Mitzvah. Keep doing that. Sorry, getting back now to Amud Aleph. Masiv avodah shmuel ravuna echad chatasov echad olasov shemalkam umitzadamam chutz lemekamam pasu vein bo karet chutz zmanam pigul v'chayavan alav karet. Now wait a minute over here. This price is putting together chatasov, which has a hazoya, with olasov, which does not have a hazoya, and the olasov only has a mitzvah. And it's saying that if you're mematzah the dam bepigo chutz l'mekomam, then it's a pigo, but it's not a karis pigo, meaning the makshava chutz l'mekomam, not literally chutz l'mekomam, or a makshava chutz l'zmanam, that's b'chayav karis. But look, forget about that. I mean, but the bottom line is katani mi'as mitzah dam. It says mitzah. Doesn't mean it does. Well, I thought you said mitzah is unimportant when it comes to the chatas. So why does it say mitzah? He asked the question, and he understood the answer himself, that it's litzdodim katani. Oftentimes, when you have two subjects in a sentence, chatasov and olasov, which would require two separate verbs to address what's done with them, because you can't say shemitzan on the, I mean, you can't say shehuzah on the ola. So what you do is you choose a word for one of them, and then you understand or the equivalent in. So that's what litzdodim means. It's referring to one of the two subjects. Mitzui is referring to the Ola, which only has Mitzui over there. Obviously, that's its main Nisinas Adam, and that will be Mefago in the Ola. But in the Chatas, you're meant to insert Shehiza and not Shematza. Okay. Gufa. You said that it's going according to the Tana Verishmal, and that the Tana Verishmal holds that Vahanishar Bedam simply means in Nishar Badam. Is that the case? But Bohatana Rabbi Yishmael has some Shiarim Ma'akvin. I thought Rabbi Yishmael says that Shiari Hadamah Ma'akiv, and Rav Papa said that the Machlokas, the main Machlokas, when he was talking about Shiarim Ma'akvin, was a reference to Mitzui Chatas Ha'ov. And that is a big Machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Yishmael says that Shiarim are Ma'akvin. And Rav Papa says everybody agrees that the Shiori Adam of a Behema are not Ma'akim. The only Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, is whether the Shiori Adam of a Chatas Ha'ov, which require Mitzui, are Ma'akim. And Rabbi Shmuel then comes out as being the one who says that Mitzui Chatas Ha'ov, in other words, Shiori of Chatas Ha'ov, are Ma'akvin. So how could Rabbi Yishmael be the one who says that V'hanishar Medam means in Nishar Medam? And that's absolutely essential, that it should be Nishar Medam, and that carbon won't be a kosher carbon without it. It's Ma'akiv the Kapora, it's Ma'akiv Pigo, it's Ma'akiv Noser, it's Ma'akiv the Fiyam Antuma. It's not a carbon yet until you do it. So how could Rabbi Yishmael say it's not Ma'akiv? You're right. There's no way out of that. Trey Tanoi, I believe Rabbi Yishmael. Clearly, there's a machlokas in Rabbi Shmuel Gufa, whether Rabbi Shmuel or Shiorim or Ma'akvin Bakatasov or not. You know, that was relatively painless. It's unbelievable. 22 minutes after an hour and 22 minutes dopping back in Cleveland. This was a chesed gadol.
But hurry, I can even catch the news.
Oh my gosh, let's do another dop. You don't want to ruin your week.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I reached that.